Check for sound. Check for power.
Systems online.
Bang Radio.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns!
Hello, Cleveland!
We on fire!
Step up in the party, step up in the party, ha!
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old cat.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink.
Yards. The kick is up. The kick is good.
He hit the kick. Jason Sanders has won the game for the Miami Dolphins.
Cam Newton from the shotgun takes, throws it out to their right side. Incomplete. And the Redskins hold the Panthers.
Placement right. Made. Kick is up. It is good.
He is good.
Mason Crosby delivers the dagger. And the Packers win 33-30.
The snap and play. Swing the right leg. Kick left into the uprights. Right down the middle. A game winner for Gostkowski. And the Patriots prevail.
Then in the gun, 15 seconds to go. And here it comes. And a quick pop over the middle. Running free. That's Antonio. 10-5. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. You gotta be here.
Oh, baby.
Unbelievable. And the Pittsburgh Steelers came in here as a slight underdog and proved their mettle.
You knew it was coming. Didn't you? You just knew it.
Yeah, you knew it was coming. I'll tell you what. Here's two things that I got to say about what we knew was coming. Tom Brady is a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Patrick Mahomes, he's a bad motherfucker, too, because that game was looking out of reach and Pat brought him back.
He's a pretty good.
He's a bad Muppet.
He's a bad Muppet fucker, that's right. Well, I'll tell you what. The Packers. Yeah, great. You had a comeback in the fourth quarter. You know what that means? You were losing in the fourth quarter.
All right.
Goddamn rat ass.
All right.
San Francisco 49ers with C.J. Beathard.
All right, well, we'll get to C.J. Beat Hard coming up.
All the Packer fans just shut us off.
All right. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 336 coming up. A little extra. Major threats. 5 years of disgrace, John.
Disgrace? It can't be about us because we're 14 years of disgrace.
The O-line sucks. I lost, but my wife is hot, so it's okay. And a lot more coming up. So let's get back to this Steelers-Bengals game, because I said last week, I said, you know, we see this every year. The Steelers start, they get off to a slow start, Bengals are rolling, they go into Cincinnati, and all hell breaks loose in that game. People are fighting, and the Steelers come out on top somehow.
They did. And you know what? As I was watching that game, I thought to myself, why didn't I take your advice and take the 2.5 points? Because this is exactly what you said was going to happen.
I just wish I was right about everything, but we'll get to that.
Shit, man, I told my wife I am, and she hasn't figured it out yet. Life's good.
I've talked to your wife. She never will.
Oh, you just called my wife stupid. Honey, did you hear that? Oh, man, I got to call HR.
She knows. She knows everything. She knows more about you than you know about you.
That's true. There's parts of me I can't see unless I get her to help me. Now, speaking of things like that, there's this Pittsburgh Steelers game happened against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, yeah. Here's just I just want to play this one play call from the game.
Roethlisberger fires it to Antonio Brown. And Brown is down.
He took a hit to the head there by Bates.
And then a little extra from Burfict.
That's right.
It was the helmet of Bates, the arm of Burfict.
That call, he got hit, and then he got a little extra.
And then a little extra from Burfict.
Who else would it be from?
I mean, I just want them to define what a little extra is. You know, we got last week, we got Derek Lewis was not afraid to tell us anything about what the hell was going on. That's what we want from the booth. Tell us what the little extra is. He's down there punching him in his asshole. He's giving him the finger punch.
I believe that it was. Yeah, exactly. And that's what we hear.
He was giving them the business.
Giving them the business. That's what that is. Right. A little extra.
He was. A little extra. Here you go. Have a little bit extra.
So here's the whole call from back in the day.
Personal file. 69. Offense. He was giving them the business.
A little extra.
Fucking him up down there. He's giving him the business. Vontaze Burfict was trying to give him the business.
Yeah.
He was trying. He did put Brown down. Brown went down, and then all hell broke loose.
And then a little extra from Burfict.
Right.
You know, Antonio, while you're laying down there on the ground here, I got just a little bit of something extra for you.
Well, man, they talked to Juju Smith-Schuster. Sorry. I know that offends
Tom,
you.
Tom, please. I mean, that is so offensive. I don't even know how you can sit there and say those things to me. It's really embarrassing to all both.
All right. Well, the wide receiver.
The Schuster.
Mr. Smith-Schuster, the wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, right. Said that threats were made to him on the field. All kind. Listen to this.
Were there threats made to you on the field at all at any time?
Major threats. All making threats at me.
Major.
He was dropping F-bombs, everything. They said Burfict was out there lying, saying I spit on him, which I didn't.
There's F-bombs being said on the field? I don't know what to do, Tom. This is terrible.
Well, he said Burfict said I spit on him, and I didn't. He was lying. I'm like, what is that? Is Burfict saying it to him? You spit on me, man. You spit on me. I'm going to get you because you... Or is he telling the ref? Hey, he spit on me.
Yeah,
he spit on me.
You know how it works.
I mean...
Right? You walk close enough to the ref where he can hear you, and you say, yo, man, you spit on me, and then slug him one, and the ref doesn't have anybody to believe except for you.
Major threats.
Major threats.
Major threats.
He almost sounded like,
right.
Sound like Patrick Mahomes.
Major threats.
Major threats here against the Juju Schuster down here. Look, man, we cannot have threatening Jews. This is something we just could not, we can't condone. We're normalizing. Terrible. Well, look. In regards to that, okay, you've seen the video where Ben Roethlisberger has released a video and said, this is where Vontaze Burfict was making threats towards Juju Smith-Schuster. Have you seen the video?
No, really?
Oh, dude, it has set off
a firestorm of controversy across the social media platforms.
Burfict looks up, he's lined up, middle linebacker, and he points at Juju Smith-Schuster, and people want him suspended. He pointed at him, and he said, you're next. He menaced somebody, Tom. He was menacing. We can't have that in the NFL. My God. You know, these are the same people that say, you know, the NFL's getting soft. You're not even allowed to tackle anymore. He pointed at Juju Smith-Schuster. Look at him. He pointed at him, and he said, you're next. That guy should be thrown in prison.
Burfict was out there lying, saying I spit on him, which I didn't.
He was lying. He was lying. He was lying. All right, now we do have something that we got something. Every week before the show, I put up a couple of threads on Facebook on NFL Addiction and on our page to have anybody that wants to speak their mind about whatever, go ahead. So Jonathan Poor wrote to us on the NFL Addiction Facebook page about this game. He wants to know what we think about the pick play. The play says that the defender initiated the contact, but multiple ex-referees say there was a clear pick play penalty, offensive pass interference with 10 seconds left. This was when Brown ran for the touchdown. Bengals should be 5-1. He says it's clear as day. What do you think?
Based on the, because they broke it down. I don't know if you, I was watching the game and they brought in, you know, Pereira, whoever it was they brought in to talk to him. And I don't know, man.
Well,
I used to watch Jay Novacek do that shit all the time.
Yeah. You know, yeah. And we used to hate that shit. I tend to agree with him, but to be honest with you, I really didn't see the play too much because I was so upset still over Vontaze Burfict pointing at Juju Smith-Schuster.
It was close. It was close, but you should go watch it. I'm sure it's out all over the place.
I was beside myself. See, because every time I've tried to watch it, it reminds me of Vontaze Burfict pointing at Juju Smith-Schuster, and I get afraid, and I don't want to watch it. And I'm thinking to myself, God, you know, this guy shouldn't even be in the league. He frightens me.
Oh, my gosh.
He was menacing our receivers there, Tom. He was menacing Juju Smith-Schuster there, that Vontaze Burfict. Right, Ben Roethlisberger, winner of 2 Super Bowls.
Oh,
you know,
God,
I've got to tell you, Tom, that was not right. I wrote a poem about it. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, sure. Here goes.
As you know, Tom, I am Ben Roethlisberger, and I have won 2 Super Bowls, and I have also recently fantasized on your very program about being an award-winning actor, and I have composed several nursery rhymes in the past that have received a tremendous amount of critical acclaim from people who write to you on your Facebook page. So if I may, I will read my poem.
Oh, I thought he was already doing it.
Hark! Who is this I see across the line of scrimmage? It is Vontaze Burfict, my most ugly image. He is pointing, and he is yelling, but I'm calling signals, so I can't really tell who he is telling. But of course I see now who. He is on the field, Tom, persecuting a Jew. That's not nice. That is not cool. You know, I need him to throw to you, overrated tool, because he is strong and he is fast, and last year he knocked you on your ugly ass. So I would suggest you pause and rethink your goals, because I'm Ben Roethlisberger.
And you've won 2 Super Bowls.
And No, I was going to say your girlfriend wants to bang me, but I kind of like what you had there. You write that down. That was. I'm still working on the ending here, you know. Oh. Anyway, fuck Vontaze Burfict, and fuck all you people in Cincinnati, too. Stop inbreeding. You are ugly. Jesus. Ben Roethlisberger out.
Yeah, so not a good day for the south end of Ohio or the north end, because the Browns got just destroyed. The middle of Ohio was just fine over the weekend. In fact, they went up to number 2.
That's the high part.
Right.
Everybody has a great time in the middle part of Ohio.
That was all fine. It was extra dandy is what it was, John.
Oh, it was. Fuck, you know, I don't even want to talk about college football anymore. My goddamn season is over. I'm done. It's out. That's it.
All right.
I know. You don't even pretend you're feeling sorry for me. As soon as he gets off the podcast, folks, he calls me back and says, you know what, while nobody's listening, fuck you.
I do. I feel sorry for you that you're not a Buckeye fan. That's
well, I bet you go find special kids and point at them.
I point at them and say, you're next.
Honest to God, if you are one of these people out there on fucking social media who's crying about Vontaze Burfict pointing at Juju Smith-Schuster, if you're a male, go outside and cut your balls off.
So Baker Mayfield looked very pedestrian. Is that the word they used when they're trying to be nice? He looked pedestrian.
Oh, yeah. He looked pedestrian. He looked like he was walking against the light, Tom. He was jaywalking all the way through the game.
Yeah, well, the whole team was. But it's okay because Hugh says they're going to be better, John.
We're going to bounce back. I mean, Baker, I'm not worried about Baker that way. Baker's going to bounce back. He's going to play good next week. We're going to play good next week.
Yeah. Now, what if they get their ass kicked again? Because they got their ass kicked. Melvin Gordon owned them.
Yeah, they did get their ass kicked. He did own them, and so did, what's the other one, Tyrese Williams or whatever his name is? I can't remember what his first name is. Williams had a great game.
Terrell Williams,
Yeah, Tyrell Williams, he had a great game. You know, the thing about them is that's going to happen. All you Browns fans that are out there, I know you're pretty much grounded in realism as to what's going on now that you've had a taste of victory. You're not so stupid to think you're going to win them all. So this is how it's going to go. You're growing and you're building. He's right. They're going to be better. Baker's going to get better, Tom. He's going to get better.
There you are.
He's going to. I'm sorry. I was just sitting here actually starting to analyze football. How silly.
Right.
They're going to get better, Tom. They're not going to, because, you know, they fight and they play. So while they're doing that, they're going to get a lot better. Last weekend while we were getting our ass kicked by the Chargers, I was listening very carefully to Baker's growth, and it really sounded terrific for a few minutes there. About 4 minutes in the third quarter, it sounded great. It was singing.
Yeah.
Thinking to myself, my goodness, this guy's going to sound wonderful when he finishes growing.
A lot of growth. A lot of growth.
A lot of growth.
Who do they have this week? The Browns? Tampa
Bay. They go to
Bay.
Miami, right?
They got Tampa.
Tampa. Yeah, that's right. I think they're going to win that game outright.
In Tampa, really?
You know, yeah. I'm not so thrilled. They've got a good defense, all right? And I'm not so fantastically enamored with with Jameis Winston, who hasn't, I don't think Jameis Winston has won since he sucked his thumb in front of everybody talking about eating a win. Remember that stupid shit?
I do.
I don't know if he's won since then. I'll have to take a peek.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Browns in that game.
I don't know. It's a 3-point game. It's in Tampa.
I didn't bet on it.
It is in Tampa. That matters.
Yeah. I don't think it does, because they went into Baltimore and won, and that, as it appears, is very difficult to do. That's a goddamn good fucking football team.
That's a really good point, man. That is a really good point.
They went into, and not only did they win, but they held them off the scoreboard. They managed to play with that defense and keep them out of Baker Mayfield's, I mean, good grief, they ate Marcus Mariota for dinner last week. Holy shit.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's just the way it's going to be, Tom. Some weeks we're fighting, and some weeks we're playing. How it is. Some weeks I've got to talk Todd Haley down. He's up there with rifles and stuff, saying, if you guys don't block better, I'm starting to pluck people over there at the shopping center. And I'm like, no, you freaking crazy moron. Come down from me.
Oh, Tampa Bay's going to kill him, you know, because they fired the defensive coordinator, so everything's fixed.
That's right. Mike Smith bit the bullet.
You're the reason. Get out. You're the problem here.
Right. If there's one thing Atlanta can do, they can score. They can't stop anybody from doing anything, but they can freaking score.
Yeah.
So you're going to fire Mike Smith because of that? Why? You know why? Because he pointed him into the wrong parking lot at the stadium. Oh, yeah, I've been here a million times. Turn left. And then they got lost. They were embarrassed. They ended up in the wrong parking lot, had to back up.
All right, well, let's see. We have our weekly Belichick clip talking about that amazing football game. What a great game. My God. That's what we watch. That's why we watch right there.
That was a great game.
You know, and I know you like to make a joke about the Packers giving up all those points. Their defense hasn't been good all year, but that was a great game, too, from just as far as games go.
It was. You know what I always say, though, and you want to talk to me about fourth quarter comebacks and think that I'm all impressed, that just tells me you were losing in the fourth quarter, and there's probably been plenty more that you weren't able to complete the comeback. So shut up about the fourth quarter comebacks. Look, there was a play in the Patriots game, all right? The Patriots had the ball at the 4-yard line. The rookie linebacker, I guess, or defensive tackle, busted in, grabbed Tom, and then let him go, right? And Brady scored.
Yes,
he ran
I remember
4
that.
Yards up the middle and scored.
Yep.
And everybody's talking about, oh, he let him go because of the rules. He's afraid of the rules. He's afraid of blah, 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 blah. Which is true. However, here's the bottom line as far as I'm concerned. If I'm his coach, I'm not over there yelling at him because he was afraid of the rule. I'm over there yelling at him because, goddammit, you had Tom Brady at the 4-yard line. I don't give a fuck whether you worried about a penalty. Throw that sumbitch down and come down on him with all 300 of your fucking pounds. It's a 2-yard penalty. You're going to get it marched off 6 feet. The referee's going to do it in 2 strides. Jump his ass. Don't care about the first down. You've got a free shot on him. Take it. Wham!
Well, here's Belichick.
There was a lot of good players on the field tonight. I mean, it's two good teams, and they both competed very hard. Came down to the final play of the game. There's a lot of good football players out there on both sides of the ball.
A lot of good players, John. There's good players playing football tonight.
I'll tell you what, I'm not 100% sure, but I think if you stop the game at any given point, you're going to find 22 of them out there, and all of them are pretty doggone good, fighting their guts out. Darn good football game. Glad I had such a great spot to see it from. Seriously.
It was a great game, you know, and all credit to Patrick Mahomes. He brought them right back because I thought they were getting blown out, man. I thought by halftime they were done, but nope.
Scored too fast.
Yeah, well, you know, that happens when you've got Mr. Tyreek Hill who does everything too fast. Dude, I bet he fucks like a rabbit. I bet you by the time he's done having sex for 5 minutes, there's 14 children that are getting ready to be had. Fucking 6 women are pregnant. Yeah. Oh, dude, I got a story. I have a story. Real quick, I was listening last week to the podcast, and I was listening to it on Stitcher, right?
Yeah.
And after the show, I heard a commercial for Cox Communications, and it starts off with this jackhammer sound. And the guy comes on, and he goes, "That sound you're hearing is Cox paving the way for the future." And I thought, damn, I said, those guys must be eating some fucking vitamins or something. Shit. For a second there, I thought, damn, I wish I could record this somehow off my phone because that's the show. It just kept going. Our show kept going. They did it for us. Damn, these dudes' cocks are doing what? You got to wonder who writes this and then who approves it.
That's great. All right, so you mentioned Tyreek Hill. And
yes.
Yeah, so he goes 75 yards to set up that game-tying extra point. Have you seen the video? Because he runs over to the crowd, right up to the fans, to the wall.
I did.
And that Patriots, there's actually 3 Patriots fans are flipped, the middle finger right in his face, and then one throws beer on him in his face.
Yeah, that's the problem. The finger, I don't care about. You can do that and be a little bit of low class without being damaging. But throwing beer in a man's face, give me a break.
Yeah, man. This, come on. What the hell?
Right, come on. Come on.
Come on. All right, so here is Scott Van Pelt on ESPN, and he's talking about this.
Some idiot decides, well, not just enough to give him the finger. Let's throw a beer in his face. Adam Schefter tweeted that Hill and his agent Drew Rosenhaus wanted the fan who threw the beer prosecuted, 21-year-old from Mansfield, Massachusetts. He was charged with disorderly conduct and throwing an object at a sporting event. He's been banned from the stadium for future events by the Patriots.
Damn.
Good. Punish him. Make an example of him. This is completely unacceptable behavior, and it's a byproduct of this made-up world fueled by social media where you think you can just say anything you want to somebody with no consequence. In this instance, you think you can throw a beer in someone's face because...
Oh, okay. You know, hold on. I'm going to let it finish, and then we'll get back to
okay.
all of it.
Because why? You bought a ticket? No. Because you know that Hill can't do anything to retaliate, because if he does, you'll sue him. It is the smallest and weakest type of behavior. This isn't how life works. Actions and choices have consequences. And this is not unique to Patriots fans. We saw it last year in Jacksonville when they hosted the Seahawks. It's all too common, and it's everywhere. This guy's 21 years old, so that makes him an adult.
Oh,
so act
God.
Like one. We use flowery terms like teaching moment these days. Strip it down to what it really is. Grow up and don't act like an idiot. Thank you.
Yeah. Scott Van Pelt went to college, right?
Yeah. But I agree with him. You got to know where the line is.
Okay, John.
And if you don't.
John.
What?
Let's key words here. 21. Alcohol.
Oh, I'm sorry.
21. Alcohol. Have you been on a college campus? I mean, these guys fucking are getting hammered and they're acting like a bunch of damn goofballs. He wasn't out there trying to win Mr. Manners. You know what I'm saying? I get it.
No, but he went past the line. If he wants to put his finger in the man's face and yell and scream and call him all kinds of names, that's up to him. But once you start doing the other, man, fuck that. Fuck that. Yeah, you know, because I've been plenty drunk and I was plenty young, but you just got to know.
It's wrong, yes. But Van Pelt is blaming social media for this, and this shit's been going on for 50 years.
Yeah, I don't know that social media really has too much to do with it. There are people that do things just for the likes or anything like that, but I think overall, generally speaking, just people have become more assholes than anything else, man. People are assholes.
You think so?
Dude, yeah, you know, I could...
I think people were before. I don't see any difference. I see people getting drunk and acting like assholes. They do it all the time. They've been doing it forever. They're going to continue to do it because how many times have you heard it? Instant asshole. Just add alcohol.
Sure. And you got to pay for what you do when you do that stupid shit. Because if you don't know the line, you got to learn it. And it's going to have to be learned with a little more than a little tap on the fucking hand.
Absolutely. But again, how many commercials are you seeing for beer every friggin' football game?
Oh, sure.
How big a cup are they selling of beer inside the stadium? They want you buying it. You're getting drunk, and now they're going to say, oh, don't be drunk. Don't act drunk.
No, you can just don't throw that shit on a player.
Your brain is altered. You are drunk.
Fine, but you know what? If I get in a car and drive, I'm responsible for what happens, right?
I didn't say he shouldn't be responsible. I'm trying to explain why it's happening, though. And it's just silly for Scott Van Pelt to sit here and say, this is a byproduct of social media and people thinking they can do anything. No, it's because he's fucking drunk.
Right. Well, I get all of my beer from social media.
I mean, come on. He's 21. This is a college guy. I don't know if he's in college. I'm just saying it's like a 21-year-old on a college campus. Actually, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. They're all drinking. It's what they do.
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely.
So, I mean,
again, if he gets banned from the stadium, I don't feel bad. Yeah, Scott Van Pelt can come down off his high horse a little bit about it. But you know what? If there's a person that's out there and this is the kind of fan you are, just drop me, man. Don't fucking bother with me. I'm not fucking bothering with you anymore, you dumbass. Fuck you.
Right. No, I'm agreeing.
You should be prosecuted if you do that stupid shit.
Absolutely. Especially, I mean, you know, this is a player who's there doing his job. He's working for a living. He's in there working.
The fact that he dusted your team, what you ought to do is call that goddamn safety over and say, hey, you slow-footed motherfucker, come here. I'm going to throw beer at you because you were the one that gave up the touchdown.
Right.
I saw people arguing that he shouldn't have run up on the fans. Like what? Did he scare them? Shut the fuck up. He ran up on the fans. Goddamn.
He never left his work area. That's his work area. Anywhere on that field. Right? He comes out of the tunnel right there. He's on that field. That's his work area. He has a right to walk anywhere in that work area.
Right. And I just want to know how it is that they can charge somebody for throwing an object at a sporting event. Do they arrest the pitcher after the game? You know, does the fucking quarterback have to go to jail after the game? You imagine that? Tom Brady goes back to pass and they come out and bust him?
All right.
Anyway, just to reiterate, if you get a hold of Tom Brady and it's at the 4-yard line, throw that motherfucker down and come down with him on all your goddamn weight.
Exactly.
Every bit of it. Every ounce of it. Just take the 6-foot penalty and the fine. Everybody in America will love you, except people like dickheads that throw beer in Tyreek Hill's mouth.
That was ridiculous.
And fuck them.
But it's because he's drunk. That's all it is. It is. That's it.
I know it's because he's drunk, but so what?
If the guy's sitting there sober, well, he doesn't even have a beer to throw in his face, and he's not going to do it anyway. Because he's sober.
No, he won't. He'll throw his Pepsi bottle.
Oh, my God. I remember in Cleveland, it rained. Those beer bottles rained down. Remember that?
I do remember that. I believe that was the year that they sold Schlitz at the stadium and everybody got mad.
Schlitz. 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 Yeah, they had Schlitz and Strohs.
Strohs. God, that shit tasted like ass.
All right. Let's go to the Monday night game. Let's go back to that Green Bay San Fran game. And the touchdown that tied it up. Rodgers hit that hit Devontae Adams for the tying touchdown.
Yeah.
And then Witten had a comment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Well, that touchdown, by the way, gave me even more points in our fantasy league.
I know. High score. Yes, I know.
I'll tell you what, Tess, you saw Aaron Rodgers there. Blood on his elbow. Big old knee brace on, hitting the wrist. It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
What?
You know, I think that what probably there is down in the Cowboys locker room, there's like a box of children's books with phrases and shit for these morons to read, and they're all wrong. So you get pulls a rabbit out of his head. You get Michael Irvin saying that a dog can't change its stripes or a leopard can't change its stripes. You get all these dumb motherfuckers down there. Oh, my God.
Preamble.
Right.
Hey, by the way, Bang Radio Hour alert. Bang Radio Hour, amazing alert. Yes. The game between the Eagles and the Jaguars that's in London on the 28th. Rich Eisen and Michael Irvin are calling the game.
Oh, my God.
I know. I can't wait for the first touchdown. And Michael goes, you see here, he did the poop. And right over here, he threw it. Touchdown.
I don't even know where we're going to have room for all this sound after this game.
we might just, you know what we ought to do? We ought to do one of those stupid videos that they do on YouTube now where you got 3.5 hours of watching two guys watch the game. I bet you people would watch us watch the game.
For sure.
Damn straight. People were watching that guy's pillow watch the Packers game a couple of weeks.
As long as I got my soundboard, we're good.
Yeah.
He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Right.
Abracapocus. You know, the thing about Witten, I don't think he's so bad because he's only in game 6 of his career.
Yeah, right? He's all right. He'll be all right.
But you know what kills me? When they go to the booth and they show him with that little twerp that he's next to.
Yeah.
You know, he's a football player. He's used to talking directly in somebody's ear because there's 100,000 people screaming. And he's used to grabbing and touching and pushing. And you watch his hands. He's trying not to jump on this little dude.
Like Michael Irvin.
And his hands. Well, yeah, but not quite. You look at him. He's like a dog on a leash.
Right.
Can't quite get to him. It's funny to me. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my head.
Let's get on to this Jaguars fan.
Jaguar.
Mm-hmm. He's upset, exactly. John. He is upset.
This is a young lady. This is a woman.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
I thought it was a young boy. I thought it was a boy.
No, I have age standards on this show. That girl that I said was 17, the Giants fan last week or whatever, she's not. She's like more closer to 28. She's
Okay. Wow, but, I thought this was a boy.
No, this is a young woman.
All right. Yeah, well, one team that didn't have to come from behind in the fourth quarter this week was my Dallas Cowboys. That was fun. That's the best I've seen them play in quite some time.
I'm glad you got your joy out of it because it's about to get ugly for you, my friend.
What are we worried about?
I don't know. But if I told you back in July that the Redskins would face Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and Cam Newton right in a row and win 2 out of 3, what would you have told me?
Wow, they must have started sucking.
But that's what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Where's the game played? Where does it start?
Washington, 4:15.
No, where does the game of football start? Where does it begin? It begins in the trenches, John, and guess what?
Oh.
We have the best defensive and offensive line in the game.
I'll tell you what. That was the number one rushing attack we saw last week, and it went absolutely fucking nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Nowhere. Nowhere. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to talk any trash, even though I did kind of start this by talking some trash. I'm just going to say, hey, this is that week,
yes,
motherfucker.
Yes,
so,
it is. Yes,
best
it is.
Buckle the chin strap.
Well, I'm not playing.
No, but I'll be texting you insults and things like that during the day, up all the way to the point where the Cowboys take the lead, and then I won't say
anything.
You'll
be texting me during the game? I can't even. John doesn't exist on this planet during the Redskins games. You couldn't begin to reach John while the Redskins are playing football. He is, oh my God, forget about it. There is no contact with him outside of
his
world.
I will tell you this. If you could somehow call my house without me knowing that it's your number, and then record what happens during the Redskins game.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to give me Max's phone number. I got to make that happen.
I have a lot of fun. I do Fred Smoot a lot when the salespeople call. I wish I could record my phone. They call my phone, and I do the Fred Smoot, and they ask me, what's your name? But Fred Smoot. And if they say, I'm sorry, excuse me, I get all pissed off. Oh, my God, but damn, I'm with Fred Smoot. Why do you make a talk about it? You came out with my damn name. I'm with Fred Smoot. I get all mad.
The Jags got blown out 40-7, and here's a Jaguars fan about the game.
Here we go.
Now I hear it. Now I hear it.
Here we go again with the freaking Jaguars playing the Cowboys. I'm so disappointed. I don't even know what to say. This has been a very, very terrible game. It's even worse than last week.
I thought it was awesome.
She's so rude.
Great.
She know I'm mad too because she like the Cowboys. The Jaguars. Where are the brotherhood into the game? Where is the I want to win this game, man? I don't see nothing. I want to cry.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
I'm speechless.
Uh-oh. What?
Why?
Oh, come on.
Who's looking so good when the season started? Why?
Oh, come on. What? No way.
She's not faking it. That's why I put it on there. She really loses it. It's funny as shit, this video. For one, you have to picture this woman. She looks like a squirrel. Oh. She's got these fat cheeks, these big eyes, and these buck teeth, and she's doing that. Why?
Why? Who's looking so good when the season started? Why? Somebody tell me.
Somebody tell me, she says.
Why? Why?
Oh, wait, it's Nancy Kerrigan.
Why? 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 Why?
It is. It's Nancy Kerrigan.
She reminds me of that Cowboys fan, lady, where is she?
Oh, was that 2 years ago we had that woman?
Cowboys lady fan, 1984.
Right. Yeah, whatever her name was. One of those YouTube argument people. I don't know what else to call them. The YouTube trash talkers? I don't know.
Something is wrong. What he do?
What he do? What he do?
What he do? Just run the ball.
Just run the ball. Oh
hell. I hope y'all try to just run the ball this week.
Why? Why?
Why? Why?
I can't even deal.
Jeff Galooly fucking hires a fat guy to run out on the field and club Blake Bortles in his knee.
Why? 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 Why?
Oh, my God. That brings back a lot of memories.
You know what would always kill me about that is when they did show the guy that did it, that Sean whatever his name was. Dude, he's like 450 pounds. How did he run away from anyone? I expected when the cops, because I don't know if anybody wants to, you can go find the video of this, of Nancy Kerrigan getting kneecapped by this guy, and then you'll follow this cop who runs outside and runs down the street, and I'm thinking, this dude should be bent over 50 yards down the street going, right. Oh my God.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Oh, John Gruden, this was, man. You know, the Raiders, he's got a lot of work to do there in Oakland or wherever. I hear they don't even know where they're playing next year.
He's doing it, whether anybody likes it or not. He's got, well, for one, he got the picks for Khalil Mack. Okay, everybody would wonder why the fuck you make that trade. Now he's got, apparently he's got Amari Cooper on the block.
Okay, but he got hurt.
I'm reading rumors that a Derek Carr might be going on his way out. Look, what he's trying to do is a Herschel Walker deal, but you're never going to get a deal like that for one player anymore, ever again. So he's trying to do the same type of thing to stockpile picks. He's moving these guys out, and by the time he's done, he's going to have a boatload of picks that he's going to use over the next 3 years.
Yep.
He's president of the team, and he's got a 10-year fucking contract and a stake in the team. He's not going anywhere. He's got plenty of time to do
this. I wouldn't want him to. You got to be patient. You got to let him do his thing.
Well, a website launched today called Is John Gruden Gone Yet?
Oh, my God.
I know. These people, man, everybody, nobody has any patience at all anymore. And you know, Tom, it's because of social media.
It's right. Exactly.
I swear, exactly. Everything is because of social media.
That's great.
Yeah. So what's up with John Gruden?
This is what he had to say after this last game.
We're going to have to do the best we can to find five men that can collectively pass protect much better. And that's what we will do.
We need a new offensive line because these guys suck. That's what I heard.
Just five guys. That's all. Come on. Somebody's got five guys out there, right?
Wow.
Didn't he move? Goddamn it. What's his name? The veteran right tackle. He was a left tackle last year, and he moved him to right tackle, which is, everybody thinks that's easy. It's not.
No.
It's a completely different position. I mean, aside from the fact of being right and left, but the responsibilities are entirely different. You know, the way he has worked his balance for years, years, years has to be all changed now. So, of course, you're going to have problems. You can't go doing shit like that. Oh, Donald Penn, you can't go doing shit like that to your offensive line and expect that it's going to be fine.
Well, now, Raiders defensive end Bruce Irvin, he looked on the bright side of things after the loss, John.
We lost, but I got to keep my life. I get to go home and chew blood. I'm trying to make some babies, man.
Why not? He's in London. What the fuck? Yo, man, I heard over here you was triple potent. So.
Oh, it's great, man. I lost, but I got a hot wife, man. I'm going to go home and try to make some babies.
That's right. Hey, hell yeah, man. You got to think about what's good in life. And if you're playing for the Raiders, boy, you got to think about a lot, don't you?
We lost, but I got to keep my life. I get to go home and chew blood. I'm trying to make some babies, man.
Actually, you probably don't have to think about much if you're a Raiders fan, or if you're a Raider. You know, playing here sucks, but hey, I got a comic book I can read when I get home. It's a Superman. So, you know. Yeah, they're coming. They're coming. Everybody's going to scream and yell for John Gruden's head because none of you understand what he's doing. He's a mad genius.
Why? 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 Why?
That's so perfect, man. Oh,
that's
shit.
Great.
But she's totally for real. That's why I put her on there, because she is totally for real crying like that, because she's mad at whoever it is off stage yelling at her because it's a Cowboy fan.
All right, let's move on to a different fan. This would be a Giants fan, and he's in Africa.
He's in New York, but he is African.
Well, okay, well, he's from Africa, and he's in New York, and he is a big-time Giants fan, and he is big-time pissed off. And he wants Eli the fuck out of town.
Yes, he does. He's got a bottle of fucking tar. He's got a goddamn box of feathers and a rail to ride him out on.
Oh, my God. Is he upset?
I'm angry right now. 5 years of disgrace for Eli Manning. Eli, you are not Tom Brady. You are not Peyton Manning. Okay? Okay? And we want the same Eli that defeated Tom Brady in Super Bowl twice. If you cannot beat that Eli, guess what? Go on the bench. We want Eli on the bench. I don't care.
The bench.
You can take a crack hair from the street to be our quarterback. I don't care if you go for Johnny Manziel. I don't care if you go
Was he calling Johnny Manziel a crackhead?
I don't care. We get Johnny Manziel. No, he didn't call him a crackhead. I don't know. Sometimes he goes off onto a different language.
Well, first he goes, we can get a crackhead off the street. I don't care if you get Johnny Manziel. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Is he saying Johnny Manziel's a crackhead off the street?
No, I think that's the next step up. He obviously skipped right over Carney and went for Johnny Manziel.
You can take a crackhead from the street to be our quarterback. I don't care if you go for Johnny Manziel. I don't care if you go for Colin Kaepernick, whatever his name is.
Colin Kaepertrip.
Colin, what did he call him?
Colin Kaepertrip.
Colin Kaepertrip.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepertrip. Colin Kaepertrip, whatever his name is. Colin.
Whatever your name is.
Colin Kaepertrip.
He goes, whatever your name is. Colin.
Colin. Colin. Akatatakatatakatatakata.
Colin Kaepertrip, whatever his name is. Colin.
Colin.
Colin. So far, we've got Johnny Manziel, we've got Crackhead, we've got Eli, and we've got Colin.
Eli Manning. Colin Carpenter. Johnny Manziel.
We also have Peyton Manning.
Oh, my God. That's great. That is great.
He knows his football. I'll give him that, even though he's a bit simplistic in what he thinks will fix things.
Whatever his name is, Colin. Bring everybody in here and replace Eli Manning, because enough is enough. 5 years of disgrace. That's
disgrace.
5 years of disgrace.
Wait, I can't even say that fast.
That's
And his head goes around just as fast while he does it. Hey, you know, here's the thing. This guy looks to be probably 30. All right. So it's much more than 5 years of disgrace if you've been a Giants fan that long, dude. It really is. It's practically a lifetime's worth.
He reminds me of that Ugandan president. Remember that went off on the whole they were not going to allow homosexuals in their country.
Isn't that right? The interior minister that was going to get all the homos banned from Uganda.
Even the poo-poo comes out. The other poo-poo is out, huh? And then they eat the poo-poo.
Right.
Oh. Eli Manning eat the poo-poo.
Eli Manning.
Odell Beckham, he do the feasting. Odell Beckham do the feasting.
Mm-mm. 5 years of disgrace. The first thing that happened, everybody was, oh, it's the defense. The defense was not good. The defense was not dead. Now we fix the defense. Now this is, oh, the offensive line is not good. We fix the offensive line, but Eli Manning stays solid.
Wait. Where would they know you did not fix the offensive line? That's the problem.
Fixed the offensive line? What the fuck?
Where?
Well, that's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is Eli Manning couldn't throw it and hit his own foot from where he stands anymore. His arm's a wreck.
I know. He's done, man. Don't tell Pat Shurmur that, because he still believes in Eli.
I guess he thought cutting Eric Flowers fixed the offensive line, which really probably made it about 600% better right away. But
maybe that's what he was talking about. Now we fixed the offensive line.
That's right. We found a problem on the offensive line and we got rid of him.
We fixed the offensive line, but Eli Manning still sucks.
But Eli Manning still sucks.
He still sucks. Everything we do, he still suck.
Listen, Eli. Listen. My name is King Oscar. Whatever I say, that's final. Oh. Listen. Oh. We don't want you anymore. Okay? We don't want you anymore. Enough is enough. We are Super Bowl champ, and you disgrace us like this. Every time you do... Look. Odell can't get no ball. We got a good rookie running back. Okay?
Odell can't get no ball? Is that what he...
I bet you he can. I'll bet you he's got balls on tap.
Odell can't get no ball. We got a good rookie running back. Okay? For the first time, over 5 years, we have a rookie running back. It's too good, too strong, too powerful. This dude, we have receivers. Okay? We got Shepard, we got everybody over here. But you suck. Simple as that. Replace Eli Manning. Because the king has spoken, which is final.
The king has spoken.
Replace Eli Manning right now. Enough is enough. 5 years of this game. Listen, 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 listen. I'm tired, man. I'm tired walking around, people laughing at me. Oh, your Giants suck. For over 5 years because of Eli Manning. And Eli Manning costs us the game all the time because he suck.
Oh, my God.
Point blank. Eli suck. Listen, blank. I used to defend Eli Manning, okay? All the time. Oh, Eli is going to be okay. He's going to improve. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. And every year, this dude get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Say, come on, my friend. You are destroying the team, Eli Manning. You are destroying my team, which is New York Giants. Listen, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm not happy. For over 5 years, I closed my mouth. I don't want to say anything. But you push me. Come on, Eagles is who? Eagles, 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 they suck. Eagles instead of team.
Well, I'm with him on that one.
Eagles, they suck. Eagles instead of team.
Not a team. Okay?
We lost to a suck team because of you.
We lost to a suck team, John. That was
because of you. Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. I want to hear him say Redskins.
We lost to a suck team because of you. Comprende, amigos? Replace Eli Manning. Bam. The king has spoken, which is final.
Oh, my God.
Oh, again. That's final again.
That dude's pissed.
The king has spoken.
You know what I call this? This is what I call the most interesting Uber ride ever. Thanks. I think, am I close to where we're going yet? Ah, good for him, man, because he's 100% right. Eli Manning, you suck.
I don't know
you. You suck. You don't know me.
I don't know you.
Even the poo-poo comes out. The other poo-poo's out, huh? And then they eat the poo-poo.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's the Giants' huddle. We must keep these Giants from coming to our country. They eat the poo-poo in the huddle. And I disagree entirely. I think that if Odell Beckham wants balls, he can make a couple calls and he'll have all he wants. You've seen the picture of him on the boat, right?
Odell can't get no ball.
He got all the ball he could handle that night.
Uh-uh. You suck!
Right. All right, you got any email?
Oh, let's see what I got here from the old mailbag. Let me see. I do. I have Dear Podcast.
That's a new one. That is a new all right. one.
I am writing to you in hopes that you might be able to help me. I am looking for 5 stout men who may be able to do a fat man's dance for 3 seconds while I try to throw a pass. Can you help me? If you know any, please have them contact me at HawaiianPunchingBag@TennesseeTitans.com.
Oh, man.
They beat the shit out of him last week. You know, I thought the Titans would at least keep it close. That's what they've been doing all damn season. But, goddamn, the Ravens beat the living shit out of them.
Yeah.
Shut him out. You don't see that very often.
Yeah.
Shut him out. And sacked him, what, 8 times? 8 times? Every time I turned around, they were hitting him.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly.
I stopped turning around. I was afraid for his life. Shit. Every time I turn around, he's getting smashed. All right, so if anybody does know any 5 stout men, if the Raiders haven't called you already, please contact HawaiianPunchingBag@TennesseeTitans.com. Dear valued members of the media. Like, we've stepped up, Tom. Yeah.
And it's just us, right? Nobody else.
Well, we're so starved for attention on this show, I'll just read press releases that randomly fall into our box. For immediate release, October 17th, 2018, the Jiffy Lube Corporation would like to join with Jiffy Lube Franchise 3478 in congratulating Dez Bryant on being named Employee of the Month for the month of September.
That is unbelievable.
Mr. Bryant will receive a free oil change and be allowed to use the Employee of the Month parking space for the duration of the month of October.
This has got this has to be just money, right? He just isn't going to play for any amount. He'd rather not play because, I mean, I know the Browns offered him $5 million for the season, and dude, it's ridiculous.
Right.
He is not playing on some team. I mean, come on.
The Browns said, after they made him an offer, which made no sense that they said this after that they got the distinct feeling that he didn't want to play.
Right.
That he doesn't feel like playing. And do you remember we had on here the thing from Hard Knocks where he sat down with Hugh.
He sure sounded like he wanted to play.
It sure sounded to me like he was glad-handing his ass off, didn't know what to say, and just didn't want to come off sounding like an asshole.
Geez, that's, you know, why don't you just get down and polish my knob there, Des? You're really trying too hard. By the way, congratulations on being the Jiffy Lube employee of the month.
Wow.
All right, that's what I got for this week.
All right, Daniel Schell would like some holiday shopping tips from Coach Bill Belichick.
We're on to Halloween.
Oh, come on, Coach. You got to be able to do better than that.
No, we're on to Halloween.
But he wants holiday shopping tips for Christmas, Coach.
Yeah. We're on to Halloween.
I don't know what else to tell you, Daniel.
Yeah, we're on to Halloween. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what there, buddy. Why don't I just fax you the design for my costume and tell you what kind of candy I'm giving out, huh? Jesus. On to Halloween.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he's probably got to be the worst holiday shopper. I don't know. What the hell do you want? You got to excel in all three phases of holiday shopping there, Tom. You got to.
The driving, the parking, and the deal finding.
Yeah, you got to get the best deal. You got to do the wrapping. You got to make sure everything's signed up correctly. You got to get a card.
Can't screw up the tags.
That's right. You get the tags backwards. Everybody's a mess. You definitely lose. You give your mother the vibrator that you meant for some other guy's wife.
That sounded like a cow over there. What the fuck was that? I hear my dog every once in a while, but it sounded like a cow in there.
That was a good one.
It must have been your chair, but it sure sounded like a cow.
All right, let's go to our bets from last week.
Hey, apparently Belichick gave a press conference today, and somebody asked him about Lawrence Taylor. And he went to, you know how you always hear that Bill Belichick will not talk about the Patriots or the game, but if you ask him about football, he's the nicest guy ever,
yeah,
and he'll keep talking?
Yes, absolutely.
Some guy asked him how he thought Khalil Mack compared to Lawrence Taylor, and he does. He's very good, and he keeps going. He keeps talking about it. It's very good. There's a video out there of it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good. By the way, that was our contest winner last week. And the guy who won is the dude that never mind. It's in the show there. I don't know what his name is in the thing there.
You mean that just asked for the holiday tips?
No. Daniel didn't win. Osama Ali from Canada won the T-shirt. He's been listening to us for 11 years. That's fucking cool.
Well, I went crazy last week and bet 5 games.
You did?
Yes.
You were being the big man.
And I went 3-2, so I'm a little better than half, which means I make money. That's what we always say.
That's not bad. I remember the first one that you said, and you completely fucking lost that one, didn't you?
Oh, the Panthers +1 at the Skins, I did. And the Pack -9.5. Those damn big... I just did not expect that. And it really came down to 2 plays, and it was just beat hard launching the ball to one very... God damn, Marquise Goodwin is fast. Goodwin is so quick.
Yeah. And, you know, you saw... Because it is Goodwin. Because I saw, like... Maybe 3 series later when the 49ers had to get back and try to get back or at least hold Rodgers off, he launched a couple of those passes, weren't anywhere near the guy. It was nothing to do with beat hard.
And then, of course, the interception that gave the Packers the ball back.
Yeah, that was not good. You can't throw an interception to the Packers defensive backs because, if I may say, they suck! Packer defensive back suck!
So those 2 I missed, and then we both had Seahawks -3 at Raiders, Falcons -3.5 versus the Bucks, and then I also had the Steelers +2.5 at the Bengals, and the one you missed was the Bears -3 at the Dolphins, and you even asked me after we did the podcast, why weren't you on that one, man? Why didn't you get on that one? Well, what did I tell you? I said, because the Dolphins play well at home.
No, because... Brock Osweiler played the fucking game, all right? And after Brock Osweiler was announced to be the starter, the line went to 7, all right? The Bears -7. So I'm figuring 3.5, I got this Osweiler. There's not too many guys in the goddamn league for the last 20 years that are worse than him. He sucks. But somehow he beats the Bears. That motherfucker, every win he's got is against the Bears.
He's one of those guys who's great coming off the bench.
Look, let me tell you something. Chicago Bears, I know you're listening. You suck.
You lost to Brock fucking Osweiler. You should hang your heads in shame.
Oh,
you have a bye week this week. You should spend the entire bye week with your nose in the corner thinking about what you have done. Except for Mitchell Trubisky, who had a great game, who I picked up last Wednesday and put in my game this week against your wife and started. And he rolled for me. All right, my picks for the week. I'm going to take the Texans getting 5 points from those Jaguars because why? I think that the Jaguars have hit that spot, and even if they're going to have a win, even if they pick themselves off the carpet and have a win, I don't think they're winning by a touchdown over the Texans. So give me 5 points.
Why? 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 Why?
Because one of these teams has actually started to play football while the other one has forgotten how. So give me the Texans plus 5 over the Jaguars. I will take the Falcons minus 6.5 over the trash-ass Giants. They are going to mop the floor up with the trash-ass fucking Giants. And I don't care how good the Giants' defensive backs are, because they're pretty good. It doesn't make any difference, because once the Falcons lay 24 points up there, it's a 21-point blowout, because rag-ass fucking wash dish rag arm Eli suck. He can't throw ball to Odell. He can't give ball to big bad running back. No, he can't. He suck. And fuck Giants.
You suck. Replace Eli Manning. Odell can't get no ball. Mm-mm.
You suck.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That's right. Uh-uh. I hate the fucking Giants, Tom. Do you know that?
I do know that.
I hate them worse than anything. It's Dallas week, and I hate the Giants even more because they suck. They're the worst team in the fucking NFL, and I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. I'm listening to your trash-ass piece of shit inbred fucking owner yap his ass off at the owner's meeting about how Odell Beckham better shut his mouth and play football. Well, let me explain something to you, Mr. John Mara. Go throw yourself in front of a bus, you water-headed baby bastard, because ever since you laid that unfair fucking cap penalty on the Redskins and the Cowboys, your team ain't won jack shit! You suck! You suck!
Right.
Fuck you, John Mara! Woohoo! You know what, Tom? If I was sitting in the end zone and John Mara scored a touchdown and came running in my face, I'd throw a fucking beer at that bastard.
All right. Anybody else? Just taking those two.
I'm going to take the Bills getting 7.5 points at the Colts. You know, they're starting Derek Anderson. That dude's been on the team for a couple of days.
So they're the Colts. You get Bills plus 7.5 at Colts.
Plus 7.5
at Colts.
Yeah, the Colts, the only time they've played a decent game was against the goddamn Redskins. Other than that, they've just been trash. Yeah, give me the Bills plus a touchdown and a half.
They were fully healthy then, you know.
They were. Well, like I said, the Bills, they managed to have these games where they get 4 or 5 turnovers in the first half. If they do that again, which they're plenty capable of, they're going to crush the Colts. Hell yeah, I'm taking that.
All right. I like the Chiefs to bounce back big. And I
didn't like the line on that.
Unfortunately for the Bengals, because, you know, I was watching that game. We were all. My son's apartment complex, he's got this awesome party room and a movie theater. And so we signed in and put the NFL ticket on the movie theater screen. So we were watching.
Oh, awesome.
You had this giant screen. It was awesome. And that's so cool. My father-in-law and brother-in-law, who are diehard Bengals fans, they came over. And so we watched that game. And I told you last week what I thought was going to happen. I wanted the Bengals to win. I was rooting for them. And man, what a heartbreaker at the end. And I think they're going to be the victim of the Chiefs bouncing back after losing at New England. They get to go home to Arrowhead, and that's a hard place to play as it is. And you can't slow these guys down. I mean,
you
cannot slow this machine down. So I think 6.5, I think they'll win by a touchdown. The Steelers can go into Cincinnati and win by a touchdown. I believe the Chiefs can beat them in Arrowhead by a touchdown.
I got to tell you, I was not aware that your family was such big fans of a guy who would make fun of or threaten Jewish people. We're Juju people anyway. You just take that aspect out of it, Tom. Just the fact that he was pointing and menacing another player. I don't know if I can condone this anymore. The NFL needs to get a hold of these thugs.
Hey, You know, you were talking about Belichick talking about Khalil Mack. And yeah. I understand Khalil Mack might not play this week.
He didn't play last week. Oh, he did. That's right. But nobody got near Brock Osweiler. You know why? Because his eyes are on the side of his head like a fucking chameleon. One goes one way and one goes the other. It's hard to get pressure on him because he can see everywhere at once.
Well, and he's 6'9".
That's true. He is. He's 6'9". He is actually a congenital freak. And if he wasn't in the NFL, he'd be in a circus sideshow somewhere.
Well, I'm going to take the Pats, giving up 4 points at the Bears.
That's a good pick. I was really looking at that. I don't know why I didn't touch that. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to add that to my list. So go ahead and put me down for that, too. I'm
going
to go ahead and take the Pats -4 at the Bears. I'm taking 4 games. That's right. I'm taking 4 games. Johnny's playing fast and loose this week.
And I think that the Cardinals are so bad. And that run defense, well, that just doesn't exist. It's the worst run defense in the league. I mean, did you see Latavius? Well, of course you saw it. Did you?
I saw him.
Yeah. I mean, my God, he just ran at will on them. And
I know. And, you know, Will should be ashamed of himself for what he allowed. Pathetic.
So I'm going to take the Broncos. And I know the Broncos are not a good football team right now, but I think they're 2 points better than the Cardinals. So I'm going to take the Broncos -2 against the Cardinals.
I don't know that they're not a good football team. I think that they are embattled.
Yeah.
I just felt like using the word.
Okay.
You know? They're booing Case Keenum, though. You know, so that's the thing. The best thing that's happening for them is that they're going to get to go to Arizona and win down there so they don't have to hear any boos in case Keenum does something stupid.
Why? 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 Why?
That is not going to get old for a long time.
Yeah, that's the old Patrick Mahomes bit there. This episode is brought to you by the letter Y. Why? Why? Why?
That is the corniest fucking joke.
I liked it.
Hey, what the hell, man? I'll run that motherfucker into the ground. You know me.
Oh. It wasn't quite as funny as that dildo that was meant for your buddy's wife.
Hey, that reminds me. Pretty soon the Bills are going to be playing the Patriots, right? So, yeah, people are going to have to... Somebody's going to throw the dildo on the field. I want somebody to write Bang Radio Hour on the dildo. And make sure you hit Gronk with it.
Right. All right, and make sure you go over to NFL Addiction and check out that Facebook page because it is packed full of all of us.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on over there. Lewis Williams, who won a T-shirt last week for knowing one of our trivia answers. Oh, I think he knew the Peyton Manning thing. He won our T-shirt. He told me that he has already got his tickets. I think the draft is in Atlanta. Is that right? So he's already got his tickets, and he's going to wear our shirt. He's going to try his damnedest to get that thing on television. And if you do, Lewis, my God, you will become show Hall of Fame entrant number 2 right after John Tilyard, because nobody has ever done anything like that for us, especially Joe Sturr and Ben Boyce, who I have not forgotten went to the Hall of Fame this year and did absolutely none of that.
I know. You would think somebody by now.
I would hope that Ben would have made up for it by instructing his son, or I think it's his son too, and to name his daughter after at least one of us. But no. Nothing. Free entertainment. And what do they get from us, Tom? They just use us like tissues.
They get John with a record of 8-10. He ain't helping anybody. So you better hope you
get
some
games. No, I'm not helping
right.
anybody. I didn't have a bad week. Last week, I finally got back in the winner's circle. Yeah. 2-1 last week. That started to get me back. I felt pretty good about it.
Yeah, I'm right near 500. I'm 10-9. You're 8-10. So we'll see how this goes.
Do you know how I got 2 out of 3 last week? I did the 2 that I won. I freaking picked that you picked.
I know.
You were doing well. I figured. I didn't just say, I'm just going to pick what Tom picks. I'm going to copy Tom. But it just so happened that way, and you've been doing well, so I picked the 2 that you were going to win.
And you just took the Pats pick.
I did. I just took the Pats pick because I was looking at that pick hard. Hard! But I know it's also only Wednesday, and I don't know what's going to go on between now and then. But the Patriots, I don't care what anybody says. Tom Brady is playing like Tom Brady has always fucking played. I don't give a shit what anybody says.
Of all the things to hand him, here, Tom, have Josh Gordon.
Yes, here's Josh Gordon. However, note to the Chicago Bears, because I know you're listening. You wrote us an email last week. If you get hold of him, fucking drill him, nail him, throw his ass down. I don't give a fuck where you are on the field. Take the goddamn penalty. We will put a button up on our site to collect donations to pay your fine. Throw him down.
All right.
Mess up his hair.
We'll do it again next time.
Later. Hey, everybody, it is time for the Big Bang Radio Hour Audio Contest of the Week. And, of course, the Big Bang Radio Hour Audio Contest of the Week is brought to you by Kelly Burke Designs. Kelly, B-U-R-K-E, designs.com. He can put all your art on anything. Take a look at what he can do over there at kellyburkedesigns.com. Last week must have been a bit of a stumper because we didn't get too many correct responses. So here it is once again, our mystery guest.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. That's some fun.
And, of course, that is Lawrence Taylor, Hall of Fame linebacker and convicted drug felon who pays to play board games with random 13-year-old girls in roadside motel rooms and then swears that it's just completely innocent. All right, well, there weren't too many correct answers for that, but we got a few. So into the randomizer they go, and we have a winner! A winner! Osama Ali from Canada is our winner. Osama Ali says he's been an avid listener since 2007. That is fucking awesome. We really like to hear that, man. I like to hear longtime listeners tell us they've been listening for a long time. So congratulations on Osama knowing what a coke-fueled possible pedophile New York Giant subhuman sounds like. Good job. Let's see here. All right, so Osama, you got to send me a mailing address and a shirt size to bangradiohour@gmail.com, and I will get that over to Kelly, and he will take care of you. Toot sweet. All right, so this week we're going to go way back, way back. We're going to dip deep into NFL history. So to win a big Bang Radio Hour t-shirt or a small Bang Radio Hour t-shirt, you might be a small person, who the hell knows, who is this mystery guest?
Mr. Fisher, let me ask you something. How can six of you miss a play like that, huh?
All right, there it is. This week's mystery guest isn't so easy. So once again...
Mr. Fisher, let me ask you something. How can six of you miss a play like that, huh?
There you go. For a chance to win a t-shirt, who is that? All right, make sure you send responses to bangradiohour@gmail.com. Ready, set, go!
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait, hold on.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat last night's leftovers from lunchbox, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Giraffe and Café Rouge.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Compare Market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat your lunch al desco, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Chiquito and Bella Italia.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy through Compare Market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.